This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guests for this morning. It's Kelvin Wong, Oanda Senior Market Analyst in Singapore. Good morning, Kelvin. How are you? Good evening to you.
Yes, good evening to you, Johnny, and good to hear you again.
Now, I've been away for a few days looking at the latest oil price. Oil is drifting even further than I thought it would be. We've now got Brent crude at just above 73, WTI just below 70. These numbers, the last time you'd have to go back to December last year since we've seen oil so low. What is behind that?
Yeah, because there are a couple of factors over here. Maybe let us look at it from a macro perspective first. From a macro factor over here is that we do see a series of not so rosy demand side coming up from China. So over the weekend, we do have the official MBS manufacturing PMI for August that has continued to slip into a contractionary mode for four consecutive months. And today's latest Taixing services PMI data from China that actually has kind of a gauge of internal demand or consumer spending behavior in China, but they actually focus more on the services sector of things, continue to actually show signs of sluggishness as well. So to see the latest China's services Taixing PMI data, it actually slipped down to 51.6 in August from 52.1 in July. And that also came in below forecast of 52.2. Yeah, even though it's still hovering above the 50 level mark that is being considered as an expansionary phase, but its rate of expansion has slowly been on a deceleration side of things. So from a external demand perspective, it seems to us that the Chinese economy is still in the potential state of a deflationary scenario at this juncture, given the fact that the Chinese top policymakers are still rather reluctant to actually implement much more forceful fiscal or monetary policy stimulus measures to jumpstart their economy. So that has actually had a negative feedback loop into oil price. And also on top of that, it's more related to the Middle East situation, where we see Libya yesterday made an announcement that it's going to restore oil supply back into the region. And also on top of that, there's actually rumored saying that next month, the OPEC plus members, the cartel, is likely to actually start restoring output from October. That means, i.e., they were actually potentially restoring output from October. That means, i.e., they may potentially start to actually release much more oil supply into the rest of the world. So that actually causing this negative feedback loop into the oil price. And do not forget that over here is that, very interestingly, from a systematic short-term player or a hedge fund approach, those guys has been watching this key short-term support level, obviously not key short-term support, in fact, key and major short-term support level at around the $73.15 US dollar per barrel on the West Texas crude oil. And that level has been decisively taken out yesterday, creating much more bearish bets on the oil market as being driven by this fresh bearish position taken by these systematic hedge funds.
Now, we are going to be speaking to your colleague, Kenny Fisher, later on, and Trader Nick as well. But I did want to ask you about the US markets yesterday. At the close, we saw the NASDAQ 3.25% down, the Dow 1.5% down, and the S&P over 2% down. We've seen US markets really lose so many of their gains over the last few weeks, haven't we?
Yes. So that is a kind of a very dramatic reversal. And do not forget, prior to the Labor Day holiday in US on Monday, right at the last week of August, the US market actually closed on a very strong footing, where in fact, even the Dow Jones Industrial Average managed to actually print fresh all-time high. So this is indeed a dramatic reversal in terms of a price action perspective. And one particular main culprit that caused this bearish reversal yesterday in the US stock market is the market leader, which is NVIDIA. If you all could recall, NVIDIA itself has been outperforming all sectors in the US, comparing in terms of the major US stock indices. In a year-to-date gain perspective, they are still up by triple digit at around 120%. But yesterday, on an intraday basis, NVIDIA actually fall down by close to negative 10%. So given that NVIDIA is a market leader, it kind of triggered off the implied vols as being measured by VIX to actually stage a jump to the 20 level mark. So that actually causes a bit of panic, a bit of fear to the market, especially those systematic funds that use VIX as a control measure. That means, i.e., if we start to see a jump in the VIX to a certain significant level, let's say, like what happened it did yesterday, these particular systematic funds will be forced to trim off their risk assets in their portfolio. That means, i.e., a reduction in equities. So that actually also creating a negative liquidity cascading effect on the major US stock indices yesterday.
Okay, Kelvin, thanks for that update. We will, of course, as I said, be speaking to Kenny and Nick later on. But for the time being, thank you very much for your thoughts today.
My pleasure.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.